For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Plus, I really just missed Derek's face.
It's not even 11:01. You're lying to everyone already, by the way.
Sports Talk Saturday.
I will disinfect this, by the way. But that was my mustache rubbing up against the...
On WGR.
Okay, for everyone that didn't get to see that and just heard it and it was already horrible, just know that it was worse for me.
Sports Radio 550.
Stashes are in.
No, Nate, former host of Sports Talk Saturday, stashes are still not in. They're not supposed to be in the mic, at least. That's another thing.
They broke in when Miles Teller had one in Top Gun, and then they briefly were back and briefly went away.
Yeah, no, that was
as far as you got.
That's an oldie but a goodie that we managed to save in the archives there.
That made me cringe.
Yeah, no, hearing that noise, immediately turned to me and said, is that his mustache? And I'm like, yep. Yep. And I remember standing where he stood, where Evan is right now, and Nate, at this place that I am sitting, and he just shoved his face right into that.
Yikes.
And let there be more context. These are new mic covers.
Yeah, those are the
if
old ones.
If I do this, it doesn't feel as shameful.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, I'm not going to do it.
No. Those old ones, though. Those had 50 years of pathogens on them or something. I don't
know. Pathogens.
Whatever you call them. Something. Disease.
It had something on it. But you know what? We have something to do.
We do.
We have a good old Sports Talk Saturday to talk about with you this afternoon. And, hey, guess what? Bill's training camp is here. Hey-o.
Hey!
It's finally here. We get to say one of the three times within the summer / beginning of fall that football is back.
Yeah, that's right. We went over the times we can say that. This is officially
this
one of
is
those
the first.
Times.
This is step one of the timeline. Mm-hmm. Football's back.
Preseason, football's back. Thursday, the Hall of Fame game is coming this Thursday. That's another football's back.
Kill me.
Yeah. Who's playing in that?
Tim Boyle and Kellen Mond and parts of the Texans and Bears.
Will Stephon Diggs be on the field?
No.
He's one of the unproven ones on that Texas team.
He'll be on the field. Remember. He won't be dressed.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He'll be mouthing off on the sideline. Totally forgot.
He'll be having fun with fans.
Which he will.
That's a perfect environment for
that
a guy.
For a guy like
Stephon Diggs, though, like how he'll play catch with fans like along the
like that M&T Bank commercial?
Or, you know, when he was here.
Yeah.
He did it all the time. So, like, that's a perfect game for Stephon Diggs' tradition.
Yeah.
And I say that in the most wholesome way. Because fans are there, typically unaffiliated. You're not going to that game as a Texans or a Bears fan.
You're going as a football fan.
You're going as a fan of the NFL. You went to Canton to go to the Hall of Fame game. And you went for the Hall of Fame induction. More importantly, that's the reason they have the game. So, yeah, no, that's perfect. But at the same time, no. Thursday is not preseason to me. That's still fake. That's just we get to learn the players that are being inducted or see them, like, you know, on the field being introduced for the first time.
Yeah, especially these younger players. You know, it is interesting.
Yeah.
And you do see, I guess, the Hall of Fame game is not the preseason game where you're going to see the lineups really mean anything.
You're not even going to see the formations mean anything.
No, no. I mean, any preseason game that could be the case for, though, right?
They are probably going to a high school coach and going, hey, give us a couple formations.
Yeah, they're going to the Madden playbook or the College Football 25 playbook.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of four verts.
Yes.
that's really
four verts.
Yeah. I don't know. It's coming. You're right. Today's the first day we could say that. Thursday's the second.
Yeah, I mean, today's the first show we could say that.
For show. Yeah, because training camp's been back for the week.
But. And then both of us are out next week.
We are.
But then, 2 weeks from now,
we're back.
The timeline part two hits.
Yes.
Because the Bills play that Saturday. So, we're getting there. We're moving.
Yeah.
We're moving and shaking over here.
We are. By the time we're back, it's going to be a blink of an eye. We're going to be talking about preseason Bills games and how they mean absolutely nothing. And then heading up to, well, this preseason's different.
This preseason
really is
going to be different.
Because the whole wide receiver core is unproven. So it's going to be interesting to see who's lining up where, you know, towards the end of the game, the last game. And, you know, don't expect to see Josh Allen out there very often. Mitch Trubisky will probably be leading the charge. Good to have him back as a back. I like that backup quarterback. I think he fits a little bit more of the mobility of the offense if he had to come in and do something.
I mean, his decision-making scares the ever-loving bejesus
out of me. So did Kyle Allen's, though. He wasn't that much better.
Yeah, but that's kind of where I'm going to say I miss Case Keenum.
Yes. Case Keenum.
Case Keenum is a fine backup quarterback. He just had a rough first game of his preseason.
Yeah. Matt Barkley won a game against
the Jets. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Barkley came in. Won a game and played well in regular season time. That game where the last game of the year where the Bills beat down the Dolphins and shut the door on them sneaking into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Barkley played half of that game and was just as good.
Who's the bald guy? Number three before DeMar Hamlin.
That's really, really specific there, Joe.
Bills quarterback. He was there Josh Allen's rookie year.
Oh, you're talking about Derek Anderson?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, Derek Anderson.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. I didn't even do it.
Why'd you do that?
Yeah.
Both of you. Made me have to remember.
Then Nate Peterman.
Derek Anderson, the Buffalo Bill,
mm-hmm.
who they turned to play in a pinch because Nathan Peterman was so bad at football. Yeah. Yeah, why'd you guys do that to me just now? Why did you insert that into my brain?
Because football
did it, not
football,
me.
Football's
you
back.
Said the name, so you're just as complicit in this.
No.
Yes, you are. I make the rules. No, you both just reinvigorated a part of my brain that I didn't want.
That's been turned off for a while.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was very
it's
forgotten.
The one where Derek Anderson lives rent-free. It's just, he's back. He's moved back in. Squatter's law.
Ugh, squatter's law. Oh my God.
I did do something cool this morning though.
Yeah?
I played golf at the Bills Stadium.
Okay. All right.
Yes. With my aunt, my cousin, and her boyfriend. It was
I'm gonna guess there wasn't a lot of putting though.
Not much. A driving challenge. You had two shots. I shanked the first one.
Good. So someone next week,
I think,
or in a couple weeks, when the Bills host a preseason game, is going to find a golf ball when they sit down.
Well, this is in a simulator. The driving's on a simulator, right? So, like, the driving's on a simulator.
You want to talk about wasted potential right there.
Yeah. So I smack it, goes the second one, and get two chances, goes 62 yards because it, again, topped it. I learned on irons first, so I'm still learning the drivers. But around the Bills Stadium, it
sounds like you did a great job.
Not with the driving competition, by any means. My cousin, though, she got third place for like 5 minutes on the women's tournament
mm-hmm.
before someone right there goes 180 and tops the leaderboard. So that was pretty impressive. But the real thing was walking around the stadium. You're in the 300s, the 200s. You're up by where the clubs are, the boxes. You are in front of those. So, like, you could really get your yardage markers hitting that way because, you know, you knew how far the ball was going. You can only use an 8-iron and below, though, because it was... They didn't want anyone just going crazy, you know? Even though there was a lot of action, I will say, going crazy, spreading field wide, going across, hitting the seats on the other side.
Yep.
So there was some interesting stuff going on there. And it was a cool environment, though. You got to see the new stadium, though. The pit is no longer the pit. So, yeah, I mean, if you had a chance to do that, I definitely would do it again.
Yeah,
truthfully, it was cool to just be around the stadium again.
I will say, wasted potential that you're not actually whacking real golf balls.
I know. Well,
Because it'd be cool to see where your ball lands. Like, if you hit it far enough, like, did it make it to the field? Where did it get? Like,
well, that's the, with the 8 irons and below, you do that. So,
oh, okay.
That's where, like, the picture I showed you up on the 300s, like, that's...
Nah, man, put it with the driver, same rules, let's go.
It was literally... It was,
tee it up. It can, was like, can someone sail it over
yes,
the stadium?
I guarantee you someone could. My cousin's boyfriend had it in the seats with an 8 iron on the other side of the field. if you get a hold of one with a driver, it's gone out of the stadium. You got to think. It's really 100 yards. The football field's 100 yards, right? So add 150, maybe, with the seats, how far they stretch apart each side.
Well, the end zones as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, like a 300-yard drive out of the stadium.
Now I want this.
Yeah, I think we might have to put Josh Allen up to the task. Can he drive a ball out of the stadium?
Probably.
I think he probably could.
He's a good enough golfer to do it.
Yeah. With a driver, 100%. He's got it. Aaron Rodgers probably could.
Or you line drive it and it just decimates a seat.
Yeah. Well, we were worried people
on
the other
side.
We're
getting a new stadium anyway. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know what? That's the farewell gift.
What, just like the natural, like to the old
Before they demolish it, let everyone go there, start smacking some golf balls around, and
just
maybe
no rules.
Maybe damage some property.
No rules. Take as many seats as you want.
No. There's still, like, I'm talking just golf balls. Just start letting people do that.
Oh, okay.
So, A, you get to make some money off of it before it goes.
Yeah.
And two, people get to have fun. Three, maybe there's destruction of property, but it's all perfectly fine and legal.
Mm-hmm. It's on accident because you're hitting things with a golf ball.
Yes.
You're not ripping seats out like I suggested.
But everyone has a good time, and then they destroy it and demolish it.
You truly should do a competition to see who can drive it out of the stadium.
Every stadium should do something cool.
There are people who could do that.
Every stadium before it gets demolished should do something cool.
Yeah.
Well, like for their fans.
Like I forget the name of it. Did I say it?
Like, people should
the
be
Rock
able to,
Pile, the movie The Natural.
Mm-hmm.
They blew up all the lights, you know, for that movie here in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that stadium was no longer. That's when they moved to what was, I forget the original name, but a Coca-Cola Field when I was growing up, now Salem Field. But what a cool.
Duntire Park. That's what the baseball, that was what it was before Coca-Cola Field.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was what you were asking.
Yeah,
it was originally Pilot Field, by the way.
Right, and that's the first one. But yeah, like, do something cool in a stadium before you demolish it. Give the fans an opportunity.
Yeah, let the fans have something cool to do.
Thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
Before demolishing a stadium, yes, I absolutely am on that.
Should we petition it? What do we do?
I don't know. I feel like
What do we do? Is it the driving thing, or is there something better? That's the question.
I feel like there's got to be something better, but at the same time, that one's pretty easy of a setup.
Yeah, you just send people out onto the turf. But landing on the turf, though, what I noticed, it's like the rough with all the rubber.
Yeah.
So you can't, like, drive off of it. You'd have to put something down, you know?
Or you play your iron game at that point.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah. So it was, this whole thing was like Topgolf, but around the Bills Stadium. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
To sum it up.
You know what? Like, pull out the goalposts and, like, where they were.
Mm-hmm. Just lay it down. Yeah.
Who can get that ball
in there
into where the goalpost was?
Whoa.
Yeah.
From the upper deck. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's a bigger target than just like a golf hole.
But at the same time, there's a lot of factors to look into here.
Yeah. Wind.
Especially
in
that
stadium. That's bad. Yeah. Wind in that stadium. You noticed it, though. If there was a breeze, which there really wasn't, but if a gust came through, it like went right to the side. So, I don't know. It was a cool thing to do. I guarantee you Josh Allen wishes he could have been there. He's a big golfer.
Yeah.
You know? Imagine being able to do that from your home stadium. That would also be fun. That might be the one time it's here before the new stadium's done.
Yep.
So that might have been a one-time thing. There's still an opportunity to do it tomorrow, too, if they have tickets open.
All right. So. Opening bat out of the way?
Yeah.
All right. We got our brains warmed up as stupidly as we usually do.
On the treadmill. We jogged a little bit.
We're the hamsters on the wheel. And now we got the boys, we got the hamsters in the head moving here. And we get back to it. Bills training camp, obviously already underway.
Mm-hmm.
Any reports, you can hear them, or you can read them, I should say, on our website. Sal Capaccio has them at WGR550.com as well, because it's a huge deal. You know, obviously, I was excited last week for the how this team starts to look. How are they going to win games? And it's a very exciting thing, and I wrote a piece about that myself.
Mm-hmm.
It got drowned out because, training camp's here.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I'm going to be mad about that. I'm just more or less saying it's already gone.
Yeah.
Why? Because we've already had a couple practices.
It's in the blender.
It's already down lower where you got to scroll to look for articles,
mm-hmm.
and I'm perfectly okay with that because that means we've got camp reports, we've got stuff that we need to see and we need to talk about.
News.
News.
New news.
New news. Real quick, let me get a sponsor first.
Okay.
As Sal Capaccio takes you behind the scenes during Bills training camp with Sal's All Access Facebook Live on WGR's Facebook page, driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. All right. So, what up?
What up?
You said news?
Well, yeah. No, that was... I was just saying training camp.
Oh.
We're getting new news. You thought I had new news?
I thought there was something breaking.
Nope, nope. All I'm saying... I do have something, a comment from earlier today. From Tre'Davious White. The Bills love me so much. I'm pretty sure if I pick off Josh Allen, they'll be cheering for me. I don't know about that.
You might be right.
It's if he can.
Yes, but also if he does...
Yeah. He was on with Kay Adams earlier today on Up and Adams, FanDuel. So, FanDuel TV.
But also, that game is in L.A., so...
Oh, yeah, that too.
Bills
yeah.
fans won't
But even
be.
Bills...
Well, oh,
I think...
The Bills fans Bills, travel. Are
Bills
we serious
travel,
right now?
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's,
they're going to be there.
Yeah,
they're going to be there.
At the same time... No, he is right about that, though, that Tre'Davious White is a very revered figure here, and a lot of people were just sad to see him go. Because it wasn't like it was poor production at this point that was taking it down.
No, it was injury.
It was injuries. And not just injuries, major injuries. Season enders.
ACL tear, Achilles tear.
Yeah, like, but also, he was a fun personality that people loved to see on the field or off the field. And how can you not love the guy, basically? So, yeah, even the Bills fans that would be traveling to that Rams game, yeah, they would probably be like, okay, it was Trey. I'm all right. At best... fans will be indifferent
mm-hmm.
about Trey White doing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd be upset that it happened, but okay, Trey White.
I'd be irritated that Allen made whatever throw he made, but then I'd say, okay, Trey White's back. Awesome.
Yeah.
So that would be me. All right. So, Bills camp.
No new news.
No new news. But over the past couple days, the how is becoming fascinating. And it started with a lot of days of just on fire from the offense.
Yeah, it did. You saw Keon Coleman getting involved.
Keon Coleman getting very involved.
Mm-hmm.
Dalton Kincaid having highlights on the first day. Mac Hollins getting a lot of attention based on where he's being slotted in right now. He's playing a lot on the outside and almost looking like one of the players that will be a starter for this team.
Yeah.
Based on his usage so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily plays to me, it's usage. That is going to always make me have to pay attention. But Allen was dialed in for these first couple days. But then day three, he was doing the same thing. And then three straight interceptions. And Sal, of course, with his report, said probably the best opening line with this with the latest camp report. Call it the Josh Allen experience. Call it each side making plays at Bills training camp. Which is absolutely what that could be. It could be the Josh Allen experience. We've seen it. We've lived it for better or for worse. But at the same time, it's good to see the defense finally start making plays.
Yeah.
One of those players was Kyrie Elam. He stepped in front of a pass and took it to six.
Yep.
Pads come in. That's going to be important. Because that's going to change some things.
Elam's got a lot to prove, too.
Elam's got a lot to prove. But I'm saying, like, just in general, though, like, defenders are probably going to start being able to make more plays because now they're going to be able to hit. They're going to be able to make some.
Yeah, you can bump. You can jump in front of a ball, or knock into someone.
You could use a lot more physicality.
Yeah, you won't be like the Chiefs getting into fights because someone bumped into someone and throwing balls at heads.
Training camp fights happen all the time.
The Bills, it happened last year.
Yeah,
I remember, and everyone was freaking out about it.
It's normal. Josh Allen threw the dad voice when he was doing an interview.
Hey. That, and then he was on the field for one of them. That might have been 2 years ago, but it happens every season. It's a hostile environment for a lot of these position players who aren't Josh Allen because they're battling for their position spots.
Yeah.
Like, look at the wide receiver room. You're battling. If you're Chase Claypool, you're battling. Like, you want play time. And if you get screwed up because you get bumped into, you're going to be frustrated.
Yes. And there's plenty of other storylines that we have to go through here, and I'm going to try to attack them within the next segment that way of wide receiver. Offensive line, defensive line, secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are my four that I had written about that I was the most intrigued about.
Yes. I concur. I feel like those are pretty solid.
And
to look
we
at.
Can break those things down a little bit by bit, so to say, with how things are working, how is everything going to be coming into its own. And the secondary was one of the more fascinating ones in terms of the safety rotation. And I'm excited. Like, it's a different kind of feeling this year, and I'm a huge fan of this. Again, give me all of the cool stuff here on how is it going to happen? How does this team look? What's it going to be that we see from this group?
And keep sleeping on them. Keep them as the underdog. I love that.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but before we go and get our first break into the day, we'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. And we go to Rob in Connecticut. Rob, it's Derek, it's Joe. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday, my guy.
Good morning. You know it wouldn't be a Saturday without me getting on with the silly, wacky crew of Sports Talk Radio. You know that's true. Come on. I always look forward to the Saturdays when I'm able to get on. You know, I was curious. You were answering a couple of my questions. You know, what are your thoughts on training camp? I know I was fired up Wednesday, threw my James Cook jersey on, went to a meeting, had to show off a little bit. And, you know, I'm looking forward to this season. I think the mystery box is slowly starting to open up a little bit, you know, the curiosities. And I like the fact that, you know, the interceptions were thrown during training camp, and that does mean that the defense is stepping up a little bit. You know, everybody's asking about Elam, you know. Maybe he will produce this year. Just give it some time. You know, I think Babich is going to do a great job. And I'm just looking forward to it, guys. I really am. I'm all fired up. And, you know, wish me luck. Tuesday morning, I'm going in for a total shoulder replacement, and I will be wearing my Matt Milano jersey to represent. So hopefully he shows up this year. I'm looking forward to him and T-Bird. And, yeah, my thoughts, you know, I just wanted to get your opinion and thoughts. How do you personally feel so far with the last week in training camp so far? You know, this past week, I should say. Always a pleasure. Love listening to you guys. And keep an eye out for that bald guy you were talking about.
Right, yeah. Rob, I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Rob. Best of luck with the surgery as well. That's a big
that's
one.
That's a toughie. Mm-hmm. So obviously feel better. Bounce back as quick as you can with that shoulder.
You can listen to a lot of WGR 550 on your recovery. So,
yes, yeah. And I mean, I'll make the joke for better or for worse when it comes to this show, but hey, you know what? That's what we do.
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to be answering these questions all throughout the day
mm-hmm.
of how is this going to be different? What are the bullet points? And I've stated the four. Wide receiver, offensive line, defensive line, and secondary. Kyrie Elam, Rob mentions him on the call. Please make this secondary even deeper.
Yeah.
I beg of you.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a problem.
Right.
Make it a bigger problem.
That would be the number one, the thing for
like
teams
to look at. Like the cliche
of
iron sharpening iron. Yes. Give me that.
And here's the thing. You're only helping Josh Allen by picking him off as well.
And you're also helping the defense
yeah.
with how Benford is playing, how
Rasul Douglas
is playing, and how, like if Elam's able to help with that.
Mm-hmm. Hamlin is also getting reps with the ones.
And we'll talk plenty more about that.
Yeah.
The safety rotation and everything.
And very interesting. I'm getting excited because we're starting to see this stuff
exactly.
start to happen.
Exactly. You're starting to see the curtain unfold a little bit, but not all the way.
Yeah. I'm sick of the speculation. Here we're starting to see some things.
Exactly.
So, mm-hmm.
All right. We take a break. We come back, and we'll dive in first with the secondary. When it comes to questions, how they're being answered so far, and what do you think is going to happen with them going forward? 803-0550 is the number to call. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, we're here with you. Sports Talk Saturday, you're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When you say the word challenge with Cole, I think the biggest challenge is making sure he's staying in a day-by-day mentality. You can't think too far ahead. You literally have to take it. I tell these guys all the time, you got to take it drill by drill, rep by rep, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, meeting by meeting. That's how you have to go about your day in this league. Otherwise, it is such a long season, it'll chew you up and spit you out. Cole's extremely talented, as I said. There's a reason we took him where we took him. I think the biggest thing, like I said, is he's a rookie and he needs to grow up fast, and the ball's in his court to be able to do that.
That was defensive coordinator Bobby Babich talking about rookie safety Cole Bishop, as we want to look a little deeper dive here into how things are happening at Bills training camp. Here on a Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, Evans on the board here. We're all with you. And, oh, by the way, I hope you like hearing about Bills training camp, because I'm doing a Sports Talk Sunday tomorrow, 11 to 1.
Oh, there you go.
Special edition. Just, hey, let's talk a little more about these things. Why not? And, yeah, it's pretty much an interesting little thing of a new beginning for the Bills, so to say. And training camp, why not? Why not?
Yeah, might as well.
Might as well. Because coverage of Bills training camp from St. John Fisher University is presented by Admark Construction. The equipment you need when you need it. Brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Buy Outlet Liquor when you need to stock up. It's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And buy your Western New York Ford dealers and the all-purpose affordable Ford Bronco Sport.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing about a plan and why I probably have some form of ADHD. I saw something and now I want to talk about it instead.
I saw a look in your face when we were coming back from the break.
Yes, because the first American medal of the Paris Olympics went to Cook and Bacon.
No way.
Yes.
For what?
Synchronized diving.
Ooh.
Interesting. The last names are Cook and Bacon. So,
cook
in
bacon.
In the most American way possible,
we cook bacon.
They're cooking bacon to get the first medal.
I love it.
So there that is.
What'd you think about those opening ceremonies?
I did not get a chance to watch them.
They just kind of floated by on boats under a bridge.
I feel like that's cool, though.
It's cool, but it's like, you know, there was that one where the arrow got shot into the cauldron up top with the fire.
That's dope.
And, like, you know, like, there are, that was on the lesser end of
the fantasy nerd of me. That, like, yes.
Yeah, and the music swelled up.
Do that every year.
Yeah, but, like, this year, it was just people on a boat with a torch.
What if he misses?
Right. Well, that's what I think. But honestly, they probably have so much gas pumping out of that thing. If you get remotely close with the flame, it's going to just light down to it.
Yes.
You know?
Hopefully.
Hopefully it doesn't.
You're just on a romantic
incinerate
date in Paris
eyebrows.
And you take a fire arrow to the shoulder.
You're sitting on one of those boats. Oh no! I've been impaled by
it's
a fire
D6
arrow.
There,
instant cauterization.
1d6 piercing damage, mm-hmm. And fire.
Yeah, there you go. Oh my god!
All right, so Bills secondary. Cole Bishop, as mentioned there with Bobby Babich, part of a 3-man rotation right now, trying to figure out the starter. Or the starters, I should say, within the secondary next to Taylor Rapp. Because Taylor Rapp looks like he's got one side of this. He's going to be playing more of that, I think, the box safety type of role. A guy that, you know, he should be making plays a la a Jordan Poyer from the last couple of years. It's now who's going to be playing next to him. And Cole Bishop is in a rotation right now with Mike Edwards, the signing from Kansas City, who I thought would be the starter right away. And Damar Hamlin.
Yeah, I thought Mike Edwards, too, right away. I thought you were bringing him in as a veteran starter just to start. But yeah, Damar Hamlin's in that rotation, too.
Damar Hamlin's in the rotation, too. And here's the thing. Hamlin was kind of projecting to be a a fringe starter in this league when he took over before the horrific incident that he had to deal with in Cincinnati. He was playing on, I would call it replacement level basis, but he was not terrible. We'd already seen earlier in the year that the Bills had trotted out Jaquan Johnson in the same role, and he was awful. So then Hamlin comes in and he kind of stabilizes things for a couple of games. Now, though, it's Hamlin, it's Bishop, and it's Edwards rotating next to Taylor Rapp, and I'm very fascinated by this because, one, Cole Bishop. You look at Bishop and you think, all right, this is the guy they invested a heavy pick in or a higher pick in and is probably projected to be seen as the future in the secondary, especially on the back end.
Right.
Okay, awesome. Love seeing him getting those reps with the first team. Mike Edwards, a guy you signed from Kansas City that I thought would be the guy starting right away. Perfect. All right, good. That means that we're trending in the right direction. And then there's Hamlin. Easily the biggest story of the three. And especially if he does manage to improve his play, I'm sorry, but I am grabbing the vote from everyone that voted against him last year for Comeback Player of the Year.
Yeah.
And I'm saying you don't get to vote this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's still...
Because your vote goes to Damar Hamlin if he's a starting safety in the National Football League less than 2 years after that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he starts and stays the starter and produces...
If he's a full-time starter on an NFL team...
After dying on the field, pretty much.
Almost.
He did and came back. I mean, that's what happened.
There's
no way.
It's still nuts to me that someone was just like...
Joe Flacco.
Hey, he came back from being bad.
He came off his couch. He'd come back player of the year.
Yeah, but like he also came back from what?
Well, I mean, he did come back from playing on the Jets. Not many people make it back from that, so... So you have to take that into account.
Got him. But again, it's one of those things where, like, now I'm going to become the most spiteful person in the world to anyone who had the credentials to write for that and say, no, you don't get to vote this year. Your vote goes to Hamlin because you have to put it back where it belonged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that thrown around a lot on Twitter, honestly, talking about it. And people are like, oh, DeMar's so overrated and all this stuff. I'm like, How? We're not saying he's a great safety. We're not saying he deserved it because he played the best in the NFL. The guy spent time on the field after nearly dying on it last year.
Do you want me to ruin Evan's day?
Sure.
It's because people politicized his issue.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why.
Sorry, Evan.
But the thing is that Hamlin became this bigger issue amongst NFL fans, and it should not have been.
No.
And I don't, and part of it also is like sometimes people get sick of a narrative or get sick of a story, but at the same time, it is a story. It's worthy of being mentioned. And I don't care when people can say it, like, oh, I'd be sick of it. And I'm not saying this just because I sit here within the Buffalo market. No. That's nonsense. If that happened to anyone else, give them the award. Honestly, I would have said Tua if Hamlin wasn't a thing.
Yeah, honestly, after all those concussions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last year leads the league in passing yards after having at least three documented concussions last year.
Yeah, at least.
Two of which were scary, and we saw on tape of like...
Him wobbling
after. Him in the fencing position in one of them. Like...
Yeah, that was bad. That was against the Bengals, right?
Yeah.
And they're all white uniforms.
And
I
again,
that.
These people voted for Joe Flacco because he came back from being bad?
Came back from the Jets, remember.
No.
Not many people do. Aaron Rodgers might
because
not.
Because then that means that Aaron Rodgers is going to get the layup comeback player of the year.
Right, right. I guarantee you that's what happens.
Nope.
I can tell you right now, Aaron Rodgers is going to be the comeback player of the year. Minus 300.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
But maybe the voters should... pull a fast one and make DeMar Hamlin if he's the starter.
He should be if he's the starter. That's you and I are on the same page. I'm just saying it's clearly the whole thing is going to be, oh, the Jets are going to the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers gets comeback player of the year. I guarantee it. And while I feel for Rodgers, him and I both are dealing with Achilles injuries, mine not fully torn, but small tears throughout, and his completely ruptured by Leonard Floyd landing on it in the beginning of the season, I think this is something I did want to get into. Maybe we can before the end of the show.
Yeah.
The Jets' schedule, I do think, kind of puts them in a position to be an 11-12 win team.
It does.
And that's the thing. Like, if he stays healthy.
I also think Aaron Rodgers is not going to be good.
Yeah.
Which doesn't stop you from winning comeback player of the year, though.
No. You. But it should. But it shouldn't. I don't know. Like, this is where I get into it, thinking about it, right? Because, like, DeMar Hamlin came back. He didn't play a lot as a safety. He was more on special teams, right?
But he still made an NFL roster.
He did. So would Rodgers.
Do you know how hard that is to do?
Would Rodgers playing a single game put him as the betting favorite for the comeback player of the year?
Yes.
Because he came back from that injury?
But also,
what about
means
Kirk Cousins?
But that also means Kirk Cousins needs
to. What about
to
Tre'Davious
well.
White? What about all those guys?
Yep.
What about Matt Milano?
But Aaron Rodgers will probably pay off writers to vote for him.
He'll threaten another darkness retreat during the Super Bowl. They'll have no choice.
All right. Let's get back a little bit to
the
Bills.
We'll talk about
secondary.
The Jets later. Yeah, this is the Bills secondary. DeMar Hamlin.
Because I got salty
spiral.
About last year's comeback player of the year votes. But DeMar Hamlin was trending as a fringe starting safety in the NFL. Not bad for a late round pick, I would say. And something that the Bills have typically done is be able to develop players no matter what round they get drafted in to become suitable players within the league.
Christian Benford
is a regular starter, mm-hmm. as a seventh round pick.
Yep, and Kyrie Elam's a first round pick in the same draft.
And if Elam looks good, then you've got yourself a power secondary that you just drafted in the same year.
Yeah. They're like, the same age. They can be the tandem, whatever.
If you bookend corners in the same draft,
mm-hmm. like Brandon Bean's GM stock just skyrockets at that
point. Yeah, we're back. Mm-hmm. We're so back.
This is the plan all along. This is what was supposed to happen. But I saw it no other way.
But even then, in a pinch with Trey White's injury last year, you get Rasul Douglas at the trade deadline, and he becomes a valuable piece for the third round pick that you spent to get him. Hell yeah. Give me that all day. And you had him for at least one more year? Sweet. If Douglas plays well enough that he prices himself out of Buffalo, but Elam steps up, all right. You can use cap money elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. And then you can run it for several years still with Benford and Elam.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, and you just add from there.
Let's go.
That's one thing. Coach Sean McDermott, right? He's the defensive back guru. That's the one thing he's been. He gets defensive backs to really understand and play the position. And the Bills secondary in its heyday, right? I say that like it was a long time ago. It was a couple years ago. You look at it, Tre'Davious White when he was healthy, Poyer, Hyde. Not the fastest secondary in the NFL. They knew they were smart.
But they were fluid,
they had a
too,
big
though.
Football, fluid IQ. They knew where to be at the right time. Look at that interception on Mac Jones in the playoffs by Micah Hyde. He didn't beat the receiver there. He flew across the field because he knew where the ball was going to be. You know what I mean?
But also, you do have to have enough.
You got to have enough
mobility
speed
to go.
I'm just saying they're not going to outrun any receivers. Like they're, you know what I mean? Like they're a slower secondary.
Yes, they're not. I wouldn't call them a slower secondary. They were older last year,
mm-hmm.
but now there's youth being injected again. Because Elam will be trying to challenge for a regular roster spot. Benford's still younger. Douglas kind of, you know, relatively same age there with Trey White. And, of course, now you're getting a lot younger at safety. Taylor Rapp takes over, and one of Hamlin, Edwards, or Bishop steps in.
Yeah.
So you're getting a lot younger now in the secondary.
And Bishop has a lot of talent. So if you can hone that talent into an NFL product, that would be great.
And that is something that I'm really looking forward to. Because it's not just him. It's Hamlin, too, for me.
He was a serviceable starter that season that Hyde was injured.
Yes.
And I forget what one it was. Yeah, Hyde. He was serviceable that entire season. You didn't really...
And that same season, I mentioned the words Jaquan Johnson.
Yes.
In that Miami game that they lost the Heat game,
mm-hmm.
Jaquan Johnson was the starting safety. And Miami goes up on a touchdown because of a drive where Johnson makes a misplay on a deep ball.
Mm-hmm. Hamlin didn't let that happen.
So I've seen that happen where I've seen worse than DeMar Hamlin as a starter.
Yeah. There's a reason he's still on the team.
There's a reason he's still on the team. And it's because he is good enough.
And it's not because of what happened to him 2 years ago and they feel bad about letting him go.
It is because he is good enough to make an NFL roster.
He's very much good enough.
Which is still really hard to do.
Yeah, they have to cut it down to 53 guys. How is it not difficult?
Yep. All right. 803-0550 is the number to call. Bills training camp. What have you liked so far? What are you still worried about? How is your excitement level? Are you taking the preseason pledge? And if so, how much of it are you taking seriously? How hard of a preseason pledge rules lawyer are you? That'll be a fun little discussion.
It will.
Because that's been burning in my head a little bit.
Yeah.
But first, we go to the break and we get the booty cheek of the week. And I got to tell you right now, as your cliffhanger for this one, the state of Ohio, you better watch yourself. You know what's great about football season two?
More booty cheeks.
You know what? I was going to say a whole sentence about it, but then you just went with the motto of say less. And it works.
The talking heads come out to play.
Not only that, but there's also just more to find.
Yeah.
And this segment can either get longer or we get more, or we get multiple targets. And it's just
multiple targets.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I have a three-peat, and it's all within the state of Ohio.
Okay.
So let's get the others out of the way, because I've got a hit list here, and it all involves one state.
I'm going to kick it off. I'll kick it off then. A fellow Joe, who I do not agree with, Joe Fortenbaugh, on First Take, filling in. He hosts Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio, 12-3. I'm plugging him for whatever reason, as I'm about to rip him apart. He's on there.
If I'm going to rip you to shreds, I'm going to at least promote you first,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, he's an Odyssey host. Got to respect the company connection, I guess.
Do we?
I don't know. So Mina Kimes joined First Take. I don't know if you saw this. You've seen this circulating throughout the week, right?
First of all, it's First Take, so you've already lost my interest.
Yes. Well, I don't watch it. I hit the Twitter highlights, you know. But Joe Fortenbaugh decides to really just die on the hill of Joe Burrow is the bigger direct threat to Patrick Mahomes than Josh Allen. Mina Kimes then schools him, right? Puts it down, says you've actually, in describing Joe Burrow's reason to be that, you've actually made the case for Josh Allen to be that. Because, yes, everyone's pulling the comments of, and he did too, Joe Burrow is, you know, head-to-head versus Josh Allen, has defeated him, whatever. But that means nothing, because against the Chiefs, the Bills have the more competitive games a lot of the time, in my opinion. And I think Allen himself is the closer competitor to Mahomes physicality-wise than Burrow is. Burrow's more of a pocket passer. Why? What are you laughing? What's happening?
Keep going. Finish your
No, that's
thing.
It. That's okay, it. Good. I'm just saying,
because this is connected to your booty cheek of the week here.
Okay.
My buddy Sammy texted me. And he said, for a second there, when y'all were talking about, oh, that bald guy, my first thought was me about to say, oh, you mean my friend Sammy?
Oh my god.
And I had to throw him out here on this, because him and I do a lot of work with the 11-day power play, so yeah. I was like, all right, yeah, I'm gonna let that happen. There you go, Sammy, you got your highlight.
Yes, he's the one who liked my music bump that one day, right? Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Believe so. Yeah.
So
thank you.
Ready? Let's put our crosshairs on the state of Ohio.
Yeah, because that basically was. So let's continue.
Let's continue.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Joe Burrow.
Another Joe.
Himself.
Yeah.
What in the Cody Rhodes, Michael Schofield are you doing with your hair?
You're not the real Slim Shady. Please sit down.
Thank you. And he was like, I got like, bored. Please. No. My God.
You don't bleach.
Do you know
and
how
shave
many
when you get bored?
Oh my God! Do you know how many people would kill to have that fluffy hair that he has?
I've shaved my head a couple times for swimming, when I did swim. Instead of wearing swim caps for the championships, he went all in.
He has lost all the swag.
Yep. Allen took it from him. The aura.
Yeah.
Allen's out there gone. In the Burrow glasses. MVS's are very similar to them. In the chain. I'm like, okay.
Yep.
You've lost it, man.
Yeah.
You let it go to your competitor. It's done.
Bengals 3-14 season incoming.
Yeah.
Let's stay in the state of Ohio in the NFL.
I think he's trying to take the talk off of that lingering wrist injury that
maybe
could also really affect his throwing motion.
It could.
We're going to have to wait and see how that goes.
I don't want the downfall to happen from an injury like that, though.
No.
You don't. I want it to be because of the haircut.
Never root for injury.
I want it to
I
be
will vote for the downfall. Do not get me wrong.
Strictly because of the haircut. I want him to be able to throw capably and comfortably.
I want the helmet to be slipping around on his head, blocking his vision because the hair is so short.
Yes. All right. Second Ohio target, Deshaun Watson.
Okay. Yeah, this is a good one.
Because he said it's been tough to block out all the BS over the last 2 years. What, the BS of you being a terrible person? Or the fact that you also have not been playing good football either? Which BS are you talking about, Deshaun? Because I would love to really break it down for you. Yeah. You are a public figure who got the most guaranteed money of quarterback contracts, and they're throwing money around.
As a creep.
And you're a creep.
The creep.
Oh, and for good measure, you haven't been playing well enough to silence those critics either.
You got... Oh.
He's been bad.
Yeah. Joe Flacco outperformed you when you were healthy last year.
Yeah. And so much so he took a comeback player of the year for just being on his couch.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad he's been. And yeah. Again, you're a terrible human being. We should keep talking about you like this because you stink.
He's one I do, not injury, but I wish the downfall of on.
Oh my God, yes.
I liked him when he was in Houston, originally, right? Before all this stuff happened. I'm like, okay, mobile quarterback, he's the next.
He was a lot more personable then, too.
Yes, and he was a lot more open.
It's like you were a terrible person and you don't want people talking to you anymore because you're a terrible person.
Now he's just hiding under his... He's
hiding under his terrible personness.
Yes, now he does darkness retreats with Aaron Rodgers.
Probably. Or he should get a darkness retreat.
He should look internally, I think, and figure it out.
All right, now... Third target.
Mm-hmm. We're staying in Ohio?
The state of Ohio itself.
Okay.
The Ohio Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
A couple days ago, the Ohio State Supreme Court rules that boneless wings can have bones in them.
I saw this morning. I did not know what to think. It's just the style of cooking it? What?
What?
I saw that on Twitter this morning on my way to the Bill State. I was like,
fun fact. If you shove boneless wings into into a fryer, and you shove chicken wings into a fryer, one's still boneless.
Mm-hmm. What is the point of that? Why call them boneless wings?
After a diner's so-called boneless wings tore someone's esophagus at a restaurant.
What?
Ohio Supreme Court ruled that foodies can't expect boneless wings to be completely bone-free. They're boneless!
No,
it's the name.
No. This is legitimately the most outrageous take I've ever heard. And
it's not a take; it's a court ruling.
Yeah, that's the worst part about it. It is law. It is law now.
Yeah,
that could happen.
This is not some 14th fill-in on First Take saying that Joe Burrow's better than Josh Allen. This is literally a law in the state of Ohio.
I'm boycotting Ohio. Never again.
Never again.
If you listen.
Burrow stinks, Watson stinks, the Bengals and Browns, I pray on your downfall, and I will never eat food in your goofy state ever again.
Deshaun Watson, go eat a boneless wing with a bone in it. That's all I gotta say. This is open material, that's all I gotta say.
Holy. All right.
Eat a bone with a bone in it, Deshaun. But
eat a bone with
a
bone in it?
Eat a wing with a bone in it. Why? I'm just still really hung up on that. I really don't understand. How is a bone...
I don't know.
Did they, like... It got stuck in the grinder, man. And it's in there, and then someone just ate it, and it scratched up their throat? That's terrible.
That's probably what it was. But again.
No liability, though.
Boneless wings can have bones in them. No liability. Yeah, absolutely.
That's ridiculous. That's as outrageous as Jonnu Smith talking about buffalo wings, calling them buffalo wings. Means you never had a wing from here in your life.
All right.
Sorry, that was a little tag.
But that's part, it's just state of Ohio, what are you doing? Again. Yeah, what are you doing?
Boneless wings.
Love it. Hate it. Stupid.
I'm just angry about that now. I have no other feeling.
Because that's
right
not
now.
A take. That's reality. Yeah, now. That's real life. That's how depressing that is. That's not a take. That's not someone's opinion. That's a rule.
I'm distraught. I got to turn the mic off.
Super happy.
I got to cool off.
Super happy that I'm here in Buffalo where we do wings right. Where if you want boneless wings, I'm not going to chastise you for it. But in the wrong state, apparently they might have bones in them.
Don't go to Ohio and eat a boneless wing. Stay away.
I've never been that guy to say, they're just chicken nuggets. No, they're boneless wings.
That's
they're
wing meat.
They're supposed to be made with wing meat.
Yeah.
I'm never going to chastise someone for that.
No.
But that said, now apparently you're endangering yourself.
I'm going to go to the Welcome to Ohio sign on the throughway.
I am hating on the state of Ohio. Do not rush me, Evan.
Yes. I'm going to go to the Welcome to Ohio sign on the throughway, on the highway. I'm going to stick up.
Home of the boneless wings.
That's what I'm changing it to. Both directions. You're not leaving Ohio.
Oh, my God.
Home of the bone-in boneless wing.
Yep.
And Deshaun Watson, the creep.
Yep, there we go. We just hated on the state of Ohio for way too long. We're going to come back, and we'll talk. Sal Capaccio at 12:30, by the way. Sports Talk Saturday carries on. You're listening to WGR.
From
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.